Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning, world. This is First Lady today. I just want to welcome you to the healing place today. Oh, yes, we got a mighty day today. I thank God today for a beautiful day, world. I hope everybody's listening, got their ears open this morning, because we got something for you today. I just want to say thank God that they allow me to come on to this radio station. And I say, God is the head of my life today, you know, and I love him so much. You know, God have done so much for me, you know. And I just want to say to everyone that welcome to the healing place today. Hey, we got so much to talk about, you know, in the description. We got so much going on, you know, and I'm just excited to tell y'all what's going on for today. As I first, I just want to say thank you for allowing you to come on today. And I just want to say, you know, thank God for my husband, the bishop, the mighty man of God, you know, my friend, my husband, you know, all in one, you know. God is doing a mighty work in this man of God. You know, guess what? He's coming home. I thank God for it, you know, and for the mission that he's, you know, God allowed him to do. You know, I thank God for that, you know, because sometimes we just have to go out there and just preach that gospel and do what thus said the Lord, you know. And I give God the glory for that, you know, for this man of God, a powerful man of God, that he will be back on the radio, and God's going to, you know, he's so excited to get back on there, you know, to, you know, to be used, you know, to God to speak a prophetic word out of his mouth. You know, I just thank God that when that word comes forth through this man of God, you know, and I ask you to just continue to pray for his strength, you know, world, continue to, you know, just keep him lifted up, you know, getting ready for him. But, you know, I just want to go on, you know, because God got great things for me today, you know, and I thank God for everything that he allowed to do right now. And I want to tell everybody, you know, if you just want to call in and listen, I just ask you to just dial this number, 646-716-8827, 716-8827. Just call in and listen, you know, call in if you got prayer or you need something, you know, from, you know, to pray for, you know. Hey, don't hesitate, because God, you know, that's what he's for, you know. He allow us to, you know, minister to the people, you know. And I just want to let you know, just call in, just listen, you know, because it's going to be a powerhouse today. I'm going to go on, because great things getting ready to happen today. Well, as we're getting ready to go into prayer right now, I just want to just pray, you know, just let God just use me so mightily to you. You know, let God just pull in me to pull in you, world, because somebody need a prayer. Every day we need a prayer, you know, and sometimes you just got to know that God is God. You know, he's a mighty God, and, you know, he'll let us know what, you know, what we need, you know, and we have to continue to stay in prayer, you know, world. But I'm going to get ready to go in prayer. Everybody just listen to the sound of his voice. It's not me all the time when I'm praying. God speaks through me. I thank him for the Holy Ghost, you know. But I'm going to go, everybody just open their ears and open their spirit up and just listen. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, as we come before you right now, as I plead the blood over this phone and this radio station, and I even plead the blood over the world and over me this morning, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I just thank you for your son, Jesus. I thank you for the Holy Ghost. I thank you for everything as you allow me to come before you right now to the throne. I just come to you right now, Lord, blessing somebody this morning. I just ask you, Lord, to men in every marriage this morning, men in every somebody's body this morning need a healing, men in that child, that boy that need to come home, stop being rebellious to that mother, that father. Lord, I just ask you to even change that person on their job, that boss that they're fighting against, God. I even ask you to just move in the streets, God, and, you know, that people need to come off the streets right now in the name of Jesus. Because somebody's going through something very critical right now, God, on this. Lord, I just ask you to move for that person right now, God. God, I even ask you to just deal with, you know, the people in the prison, God. Somebody needs to know salvation, God. I just ask you to touch that woman, that man, that boy, that girl. And God, I ask you to set the captain free, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to bring change off them right now in the name of Jesus. I ask you to move some miraculous, God, in the name of Jesus. Because, Lord, I just thank you right now, God, that you renew their mind right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Set them free, God. Someone going through even a legal situation, even in the, Lord, somebody getting ready to even go to court this morning, God. Somebody need an answer from you, Heavenly Father, because we know that you're the judge. We know that you're the lawyer. We know that you're everything in the courthouse, God. And I ask you in the name of Jesus to move so miraculous for that person. Lord, don't give them that time that they need, God. Give your mercy, your grace on that person today, God, in the name of Jesus. Set them free, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I even pray for that marriage right now, God. Somebody, Lord, is tempted to get a divorce from that husband, from that wife, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, you said you honor marriage, God. You said, God, you are, when you say when a man leaves his mother and father, he clings to his wife as one flesh, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I ask you to cover that marriage up, God, in the name of Jesus. Bring that man out of his sin, God. Bring that woman out of her sin, God. Bring him out of fornicating adultery, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, move so miraculous right now in the name of Jesus in marriage, Father. Father God, Lord, let them settle even with their money, God, because you said, God, man is head like Christ like, and a woman is their helpmate, God, in the name of Jesus. And I call on the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I thank you for moving in that marriage right now, God. Well, Father God, I thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, somebody needs peace in their mind, peace in their heart, God. Lord, they don't know which way to go. They're going through so much right now. Somebody going through it in their mind this morning. Somebody trying to make a decision, God. God, I ask you, give them a peace, God. You say you keep your mind set on you. You'll keep our mind in perfect peace right now. Lord, keep that person's mind in peace right now. I break the spirit, even suicide. Even when the enemy try to come through their mind right now. In the name of Jesus, move so miraculous, God. In the name of Jesus. And I thank you, God, for moving in that person's life right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, somebody going through a financial situation. God, you said you are our provider. You haven't seen the righteous forsaken the seed bank and bread. Lord, move, Lord Jesus. Lord, that person getting ready to get put out of their home, God. God, move on that person. Move on that person, Lord Jesus. You said a good man's step, order by the Lord, God. Order that person's step right now, God. Don't let them go down, go to the right, God. Because you said, my sheep know my voice, God. Let that woman hear your voice. Let that man hear your voice. In the name of Jesus, before they even try to go the wrong way, God. Concerning their home, God, in the name of Jesus. Move so miraculous, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. And I'm thanking you right now, Heavenly Father, for moving in their behalf right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you, God. Father God, somebody even going through in their body right now, God, in the name of Jesus. It's a sickness sitting in their body right now. I take authority over every sickness right now in the name of Jesus. I take authority over every cancer right now. I dissolve it out of somebody's body right now in the name of Jesus. You say when two or three gather together in the name with you, God, you are in the me in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And I gather together with you, Heavenly Father. Somebody getting healed from cancer right now. It didn't mean that spot getting been removed off their body right now, in their back, in their breast, God, whatever part of their body, God, in their brain, God, in the name of Jesus. Somebody liver getting ready to come alive, God, in the name of Jesus. Somebody kidney getting ready to come alive, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, somebody brain getting ready to be renewed, God. That blood getting ready to dry, every stroke I cancel in the name of Jesus. And the hemorrhage I cancel in the name of Jesus. Every pain in their body, in their back, in the name, in their legs, God, in their knees, God, in their arms, God, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to move so miraculous right now, Heavenly Father. You said ain't nothing too hard for you, God.
And I thank you right now, Heavenly Father, for moving so miraculous in that person's life, in the world life, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you right now, God, somebody got a sinus infection. I ask you to go right now in their home right now, God, wherever they at right now, and heal them from that sinus infection that heals, God, Lord Jesus. I thank you for healing that person right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you for everything you're doing right now, Heavenly Father, because you are God in the mighty name of Jesus. Every tumor dry up in the name of Jesus. Every hemorrhage dry up in the name of Jesus. Move every disease, God, every cancer, God, every AIDS, God. Lord, somebody needs you right now. They're on their dying bed right now, Heavenly Father. Let the healing go in the hospital, God. Go in every hospital in the world, God, and heal your people, God, in the name of Jesus. Because you said by your stripes they are healed, God. And I thank you for the healing right now, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I even speak right now to the world right now, Heavenly Father. Lord, there's so much going on in the world, so much killing, God, and in the world, God. God, send your blood, send your angels, God. Send your battle angels, send your warring angel. Lord, send the judicial angel. Lord, send it to the world, God. Let them know who you is, Heavenly Father. You said you, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nessie, Jehovah Healer, God, Jehovah Provider, God, Jehovah Rapha, God, in the name of Jesus. You said if we call on the name of Jesus, you will help us in time of need and trouble, Heavenly Father. And I ask you to move so miraculous for somebody today, God. In the name of Jesus, stop the killing, God, Lord Jesus. Lord, with these young people, Lord Jesus, stop the killing, God, with the old people, these married, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, every flood and every state that I call on, Texas, Lord Jesus, I call on Baltimore, God, Augusta, God, every state I call on, in the name of Jesus, move Mississippi, God, the water is going higher. God, move so miraculous, God. Lord, let your people, it's you trying to get their attention, Heavenly Father. Can't nobody do this but you, God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you right now, God. Lord, I, even with the leaders, God, Lord, let these leaders line up, Heavenly Father. Let them line up. Let them know who you are, God. Lord, separate the unclean from the clean, God. The sheep from, Lord Jesus, the tail, God. God, every person that's not like you, God. Lord, you move it, God, in the name of Jesus. Open your people's eyes, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus. Open these leaders' eyes, Lord Jesus. Don't let them confuse your people, God. Don't let them deceive your people, God. Lord, I ask you to bring the true men and women of God in the front forth, God, in the name of Jesus. I'm calling on your name, Heavenly Father. It's time for us to get back in prayer, God. It's time for us to get back in the word, God. It's time for us to give you the glory and the praise, God, because it's all about you, Jesus. It's time for people to come out of the world, God, and go to the world, God, and tell them about your son, Jesus. It's time for us to line up in you, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you right now, God, to move so miraculous in the world, God. Lord, send your blood, God. Lord, even this election going on, God, you know who you're going to put in that chair, God, in the name of Jesus. You say, God, they think it's going to get better, God, but it's going to get worse, God. You say if you separate the sheep from the goat, God, you're going to protect your people, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we got to continue to trust in you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I call on your name today, Heavenly Father. Move on the world, God. Let them know if they just call on the name of Jesus, they shall be saved in the name of Jesus. They shall come out of their wicked ways, God. You say turn from your wicked ways and humble yourself, God. You will deliver your people, God, in the name of Jesus. And I plead the blood all through the world, bring the prostitute, the hooker, the drug dealer, every person that's on crack cocaine, God. Go out, let the Holy Ghost snatch them out of that world, God, in the name of Jesus. Young girls selling their body, young men selling their body. Father God, move so miraculous, God, in these people, God. These young people, they are confused, God. They don't know what they're doing, Heavenly Father. I'm going to call on the name of Jesus this morning because I know that you're getting ready to move so miraculous in this world. You are here, God. Let your glory fall on the world, God, in the name of Jesus. And I'm thanking you this day, God, and I give you the glory and the praise and the honor because everything belongs to you. And I give it all back to you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray this day. Amen, amen, amen. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Oh, glory, hallelujah. God, I just give you the glory and the praise. As I go on right now in the name of Jesus, I'm not going to prolong this message. I just want to tell everybody the topic is today is don't be contaminated by the disease. Don't be contaminated by the disease. We can't be contaminated by the disease. You know, I just want to tell the world it's time to get right. It's time to get closer to God like never before. And I'm going to say it again. Don't be contaminated by the disease. We're getting ready to go into the Word this morning. Everybody, like we say, Word time. Get your Bible. Open your ears up. Open your spirit up and get ready to hear this Word. Because we got a great word for you today. And I just thank God right now as we go into this word. As we go into, thank you, Holy Ghost. We're going into Luke 17, 12, 14. And we're going to go before then. We're going to go a little, I'm starting from the beginning, really. But I thank God for this word. We're going to talk about Jesus healing the leper. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Get your word, everybody. Open ears. And open your spirit as we go on. And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of the Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into the center of the valley, that met him 10 men that were lepers who stood for all. And they lifted up their voice and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go and show yourself unto the priest. And it came to pass that they, as they went, they were clean. And one of them went and saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice and glorified God, fell down on his face as his feet glorified, thankful, and he was 17. And Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 clean, but when carrying the 9? They are not found their return to give glory to God in the stranger. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. You know, you got to think about those lepers. You know, all of them was messed up. They had that, they were contaminated by that disease. You know, they were so, they didn't know what to do, you know. It was 10 of them. But you know what? It was just one had that faith. He knew the other didn't want to go to Jesus. But that one, he went back. God, he dipped himself in that water. He thanked God for healing him. You know, sometimes we go out and we be contaminated by stuff. We be contaminated in our marriage. We be contaminated with on our job. We've been telling them when we go out there and do stuff wrong and find a cane in the door. We've been telling them, everyone money. Everyone in our mind, distress, addiction. Oh, I'm just going to say it. I'm just going to tell you, world. This is how we is. We've been telling them when we eat so much. You know, our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. You know, sometimes we've been telling them when we go in places we shouldn't go. We go to the club that we shouldn't be, especially when we are saved. We have all kind of disease in us. We be contaminated in our mind. Yes, in our mind. Our mind should be contaminated. Disease can be all in our mind. Look at the lepers. They're not like that. But it was just one. One had faith. One went back to Jesus and told him, bowed down to him, and told him, Master, thank you. I glorify you, God. And he said, go show yourself clean. And sometimes we have to show ourselves clean. They can be disobedient to that mother, that father, our church. They can be so disobedient. That's disease. You know, when our pastor, our prophet, man of God, you know, all of it, all money, everything that we can be contaminated with. We can, you know, sometimes we got to come out up among them and be separated. You know, that's what God wants us to do. You know, and sometimes we got to get clean from everything. We know we can be terminated. We got cancer in our body. We don't believe by faith that we are here. The disease sitting there. We don't believe it. We got to trust God. And like I say, don't be contaminated by the disease. It's all much. It's so much we could be terminated by. You know, I thank God that he delivered me from this. I was terminated. I had a disease. I was a fornicator. I was in the world, but God saved me. He brought me out. I was tore up. I kept going back. That disease stayed on me. But one day I got tired. I got tired of living in the sin. Sometimes you got to come out. You know, these lepers, they got tired, but it was one had faith. And sometimes we got to have that fellow to do because he got great work for us, men and women, to God of the world. You got to remember, when we just be obedient, obedience is better than sacrifice. You know, I thank God for these lepers. If you get a chance, you know, I hope you enjoy that word because you need to hear that. All whatever your disease or termination diseases in your body, or whatever it is you're dealing with, don't think God can't fix it, but you got to come out of them. You can't keep going back to it. He will fix it. And I thank God for fixing my situation. He can fix your one. You know, if you get a chance, just read that word. Read Luke 17, 12, 14. Go over it. Study it. Read it. Show yourself approved. You need it. God will tell you some things. But we're not going to prolong right now. I just want to go on and just let you know that, you know, we're going to read a little scripture right now, you know, just out of my Bible that I got in my word. And I just want you to listen. I'm just going to read a little, not much. Thank you, Lord. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in his heart. Men shall not live by bread alone, but men live by every word that proceeded from the mouth of the Lord. How can a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed according to your word. You got to stay in that word, men and women of God. You got to meditate. You got to pray. You know, we all get caught up in stuff. The devil is busy. We always say the devil is busy. It ain't the devil all the time. It's God. God just wants our attention. He wants to show us how much he loves us. You know, look at that. I'm not going to go back to the lepers, because the lepers went through some stuff, but there was only one that believed that God had that faith. That's how we got to believe that God can bring us out of anything. Ain't nothing too hard for him. We just got to believe and stand on the word of God. Thank you, Lord. As I'm going on, I'm just going to read this little prayer for y'all. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I want to know that you are better to teach me your word. Your word revealed to your truth. Show me more about you. You are and who I am in you. Thank you for giving me the Bible of my road map for my life. May your word and your spirit guide me into the abundant life you plan for me. Amen. I receive that. I thank God for that. I really do. I thank God for that. You know, but sometimes we need that. We need to be ordered. We need to be led by God. You know, ain't nothing too hard for God, men and women. You got to understand, God is God. He's the mighty God. I just want to tell you, you know, standing in the word, you know, but we're going to go on because I just want to let y'all know I'm just going to say the sinner's prayer, you know. If anybody haven't been saved, you know, want to receive Jesus, you know, because time is winding up. Jesus on earth. We think he ain't. He's here because he's walking. He's seeking. He's looking at his people. It's time to get right. There's so much going on in the world. Oh, I see it every day. Every day. Every day I cry out to God. I cry out for his people because I know, you know, I'm not perfect. Ain't nobody perfect on the world. We are sinners every day. But guess what? You can overcome that sinner by getting closer to God, by receiving him in your life. As I go on, I'm just going to, you know, just say the sinner's prayer.
Just repeat after me, world. Heavenly Father, I know you died on the cross. I know we was a sinner to share your blood. I ask you in the name of Jesus to forgive me, to save me, to renew my mind. I ask you in the name of Jesus to come in my heart. And I ask you to fill me with the Holy Spirit. And I ask you to forgive me. And I repent from any sin in my life. In Jesus' name, we pray today. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for that. We need that salvation. You know, every time we have salvation, the angel is rejoicing for that one saved person. You know, and that's why I tell you, men and women of God, just continue to walk in God's ways. Continue to speak the word. Continue to do what thus saith the Lord. For God loves us so much. Like I say, don't be contaminated by your disease. That is the topic for the day. We can be telling about a lot of diseases going on in the world, sickness, AIDS, all kinds of disease. You can put money, you can put your house, you can put your car, you can put that man, that woman, you can put that on that job working 8 and 9 and 12 hours a day, forgetting about God. That's your disease. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, that's what I'm telling you. We cannot allow that to be before God because the faith of God is, you know, say faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. But now faith is dead. If you just continue to stand on the word of God, believe God, God will bring you out of whatever you're going through, your storm, your fire, your wilderness, whatever it is. He'll bring you out. He said that he will not put so much that you can't bear. And he won't. He won't at all, world. You just got to understand and trust in him. Believe in him. And like I say, if you want to call in, you need a prayer, you want to listen to my show, just go in and dial this number 646-716-8827. The Healing Place. Prophetess Christina, First Lady. Just go and listen to it. You know, somebody needs it today. Somebody needs that word. I just want to tell everybody, I thank God, my husband, you know, give, like I say, God is the head of my life and my husband, and thank God for him. Thank him for allowing him to use me in my life, you know, because we can use each other, you know. And, you know, sometimes I was kind of contaminated by my disease in my marriage. God had to do some things. Oh, yes, sometimes he had to do some stuff for you. You know, but now I thank God for it. Hallelujah now. Thank God. Hallelujah. Because he knows it ain't easy. But a marriage is a ministry. I don't care what you go through. Believe God will bring you through. It will be great. I just want to tell everybody that, you know, we got some things getting ready to come next month, and I'm just excited for what God's getting ready to do. Mighty great work, and for me and my husband, and, you know, the first, you know, and I thank God for him because I'm ready. I'm so excited to preach this gospel and doing the work God want me to do. Ain't nothing, you know, I'm not a phony woman. I'm real. I love God, people. I'm so real. I don't come on this radio for nothing. God allowed me to come because he put a word in my belly. You know, and then when he put that word will go forth. And I thank God for it, for everything in the name of Jesus. I just want to tell everybody that y'all continue to stay before God and continue to do the will of God. And like I say, go into the word and read Luke 17:12-14 about Jesus healing the leper. It's going to bless you. And I just want to tell you, thank you for coming on to the Healing Place today. And I enjoy you. I hope you got something out of the word today. I hope you got something out of the prayer. And I just want to tell everybody that I love you, that I love you and I love the world. You know, God loves you first, and I love you. Bishop loves you. And I just want to tell you, y'all just continue to walk in the ways of God. Continue to keep your ears open and continue to know that God is there. I don't care what you go through. God will cover you. He will protect you. And you just continue to renew your mind and get up in the morning and say, thank you, Jesus, and get in those prayers and pray and read that word. And y'all just continue to walk in your way. Keep me in prayer, First Lady. Always, I need those prayers. You know, everybody needs prayers, you know. And I thank God for everybody. And like I say, you know,
I love you, and y'all can be blessed. God keep you, keep your mind, keep your spirit, walk in the ways of God, continue to do the will of God. And I thank you. I thank you for everything that y'all allowed you to listen to me, because, it's so awesome. It's just so awesome when you can just be so obedient. But God bless you. Y'all be blessed. Bye-bye.